same time that he
drowned.
Any special term for diving into the water and landing flat on your stomach, making the water fly out every which way?
Oh, yeah. If you don't.
Well,
I don't know what I would say. If you don't hit it straight, you'll blister yourself or belly buster, some of them say.
Uh-huh.
That'll. I've hit them off of diving many times.
Strange how boys will punish themselves. They'll see who can hit hardest and make the water fly highest. What do you say a baby does before he learns to walk?
Crawls.
And if you saw a boy in a tree and somebody said, how'd you get up there? You'd say, probably.
Climb.
Uh-huh. And in church, sometimes when people pray, they get down on their knees.
Knee.
You say they did what?
Pray to God.
And, well, on their knees, they did what?
Kneel.
And you say they kneel. Yesterday they knelt or kneeled.
Well, you would say now. Talking about yesterday.
If you go to bed and wake up and tell your wife about all these wonderful things that you've seen, she'd say, "No, you didn't see those. You just
imagined that, or you dreamed that last night."
Uh huh. And they all stopped just as soon as you
woke up.
Uh-huh. Is she playing with herself?
Yes. Yeah. Dogs.
She's downstairs there.
Well, them
wonderful
dogs. She has to take one to school with her every day.
If you want to open a drawer, you do what to it?
Pull.
If you want to close it, you
push.
Uh-huh. And what do you call it when somebody bangs his feet on the floor like that? Hard and makes that noise.
Raggage, you mean?
Stomp.
Some of these are crazy.
They're awesome, they are.
But you know, it's interesting to see how they differ, stomp and stand. If somebody went out there and picked up a heavy load and took it over here and put it down, what would you say he'd done to it?
Carried it.
Uh-huh. Was tote ever used?
Well, it has been used quite a bit.
Are you
yeah.
By tote? That's it now?
Uh-huh. Everything was tote instead of carried. Well, back years ago, I can remember when 50% of the people, now I don't remember all of them did, but 50% of them was tote.
How about fetch?
About what?
Like fetch too.
Yeah, that was used a lot, fetch. And there's some yet. Some fuel people fetch. Fetch me this.
Yeah.
Laura, that'll use that word. Fetch me this, honey.
What would you say if you wanted a flat iron there?
Bring.
With fetch is disappearing. Tote is just about gone.
Yeah, I never hear it fetch.
Yes. Poke is going to. A little poke?
Yeah.
Poke.
Yeah. A little
bag.
Paper poke?
Oh,
bag,
yeah.
If, always say you had something out here and the little girl came in, something delicate, and you saw she was going to put her hand in it, what would you say to her?
Oh, you mean to would spoil it or?
Yeah.
Or
you don't want her to eat her
maybe
hand.
Maybe say, don't touch that, would you?
Uh-huh.
Would it touch it? You'll spoil it or break it?
What do you call that game where men carry a bag full of clubs and walk around and hit a little white ball?
Golf. Golf.
Mm-hmm. You ever heard that called pasture pool?
No, I don't know a thing about that, but I just heard I got a boy played a little. I never watched a game of it, just golf, so.
Of course, pasture pool would be just the funny one.
Where's that called? For state?
Oh, that's just a funny term.
Oh.